There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Phone number and the text line, the same as they ever were, right? 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, if you use the FM Talk 106.5 app, you could use it to leave us one of those talk back messages as well. So we'll talk about that more throughout the show. Plus, things going on this weekend. We'll talk about like a Wharf Boat Show coming up. Speaking of which, I will be there at Grander Marine, right adjacent to the Wharf Boat Show. I'll be doing that on Friday. So we'll see you down there. But I'll give you more details in just a little bit, because this guy has been holding on, and I appreciate it. He's been holding on for minutes here. He's a busy man with a busy schedule. He's also my buddy, Cameron Smith, joining us now on Midday Mobile to start off leadoff batter. Hey, brother.
Hey, man, it sounds like we got everything checked out from a tech standpoint. We're just two dorks having fun.
Yeah, here's the reality, and people can probably appreciate this if you use computers in your business. So fixed our link problem, remote link problem to put you on, at the same time my email has failed. So I'm not that... It's a concern to the audience, but that's what I do. I work hours to produce a show and then email everything to me, myself in the studio where I can open it up. So it'll just go off the top of my head. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds great. I like that. I figured out the other day that I had multiple website domains that I owned under different email addresses, and several of them were renewing and some weren't. So yeah, I know. I feel your pain.
Speaking of, we could do a whole show on that. If I could get my email open, I'd let you know all the email, website domains that are expiring unless I renew them from GoDaddy. And what would happen here, I know it'd be shocking to people, but over the decades, I might be a few Coors Lights in and say, you know what website, because I send, Cameron has to deal with me sending them names for podcasts and all that all the time, just ideas. I would do that for domains. I would buy web addresses. I'd buy domain names and then save them because they were going to make me millions. Some of them are not as exciting as when I bought them that night. You look at them the next day and go, well, that wasn't as cool as I thought it was, but I'm still paying on them. And GoDaddy reminds me on the email that they are soon to expire, man.
Well, hey, it's only weeks, months, years from now I will develop wellideclare.com because I am the proud owner of it. So there you go.
I've got bigbeautifulmonkey.com if you want to trade.
Well, obviously, that one seems quite intuitive for almost nobody.
This is the problem with Coors Light and having a connection to the internet and a credit card. It's a bad combination. All right, a lot to get to today. I want to just kind of go down the, and you and I haven't talked about this yet, but the attack on Tesla, right, that's going on. And this kind of maybe figures in with our conversation last week about Doge and all that. But here's a guy, and I'm not acolyte of anybody, nor are you. But it's not about the band, it's about the message. Meaning, there'll be a band out there and, you like their music. And then your buddy goes, well, they don't like such and such, so I'm not going to listen to that band anymore. You've heard that, right? Like, oh, they...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, but the songs are still good, right? No, I don't like the songs anymore. I'm like, dude, 6 months ago, you loved the songs. But now, so it's this revolt against Tesla was like the thing for the liberal world for a long time. The vehicles hadn't changed. The fact that they are electric powered and are maybe some kind of symbol of how advanced and progressive you were. And now people are peeing in them and setting them on fire and trying to, you know, attack Elon Musk's vehicles that they used to love. Does that seem odd to you?
It does. But first of all, Sean, just admit that you like R. Kelly.
It was not R. Kelly for me. No, it was not.
We know. The second thing here is, I mean, liberals need to stop being weirdos. And I don't know a better way of saying this. I was listening to CNN play these town hall clips. And what I realized is from the Republican town hall and the Democratic town hall, it's the liberals that are yelling at both town halls. They're yelling at the Republicans for, you know, being bad. And they're yelling at the Democrats for not fighting the bad people enough.
Yes.
And I think the answer here is they're clearly not okay. When you are virtue signaling by burning a Cybertruck, you really need to get out more. You need to take off the mask, breathe some fresh air, and realize it's okay. You just have a different perspective. And the party that you subscribe to is that it is at its lowest point since the 90s, because you guys have decided to go after the weird extreme positions. And, you know, this is coming from me, man. I mean, I'm a balls and strikes guy. When, regardless of party, when you're getting it right, I will clap for you, and you're getting it wrong, I'll scold you. And right now, Democrats are getting a whole lot of wrong. And it's folks like Chuck Schumer who are saying, hey, guys, this isn't okay. Maybe we shouldn't be anti-Semitic. That's probably a bad thing. And, you know, saying we shouldn't destroy private property. And folks on the left are saying we may have to replace you as minority leader in the Senate because we don't want this reasonable stuff. We want to be nuts. And that's where we are. And my answer to this is the same as it was for the January 6th people that destroyed property. I don't care how politically passionate you are. When you destroy other people's property, when you break into facilities, when you do these things, you should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that's what needs to happen here.
Yeah. And it is interesting how many Democrats out there do these people represent? Maybe it's very few. Maybe it's, you know, so if it's a very small number of Democrats there, then don't agree with it. Right. Shun them. But it has been quiet. And I wonder if it's not this same thing that was done to conservatives, right? That if you speak out against whatever woke thing is, they'll come for you, whether it's deplatforming or you know, doxing you or whatever out there. I wonder how many people that are Democrats go, yeah, we're Democrats. We like these other things. We don't like Trump, but this is too much. I don't hear those voices. You'd think there'd be a few of them go, hey, that's not cool.
Well, it's a little bit awkward now because the truth is Trump's platform is very 1990s Democrat. Like, that's just where he is. He's friendly with the unions. He is a trade protectionist. His policies very much mirror a very, very popular platform with Democrats. And so the reasonable Democrats really don't have anywhere to go. They're either going to go to the far right of things, which is we don't trust the federal government. We want to, like, squeeze it to death. And then the weirdo woke left, which is this, we want to talk about pronouns. We want to be like super extreme. And we're out of the mainstream American sort of value system. They're just going to be quiet because they're sort of left of center Democrats who are like, oh, okay. Like, we actually do want to rein in the federal government. We don't want spending on these weird priorities. We don't really love Trump. But, man, we just don't have anywhere to go, so they're just quiet right now.
I mean, it's the same kind of vibe that, you know, you had the sitting and not clapping during the bicameral address, because it wasn't a State of the Union, bicameral address from Trump a couple weeks ago, where you're like, here's a story about an American, here's a good and positive thing, and the way we're helping. Democrats couldn't clap for that, right? I mean, it's that same thing. Did we lose Cameron? Get him back on. Is Cameron with us? Cameron, can you hear me? All right, we'll work on that. Tell you what, we'll They got him. Okay, you got him coming back here. Yeah, there we go. We have through the telecommunication system here. There you go, Cameron. You're back.
We've
good
seen
deal, Cameron.
Insanity over insanity, and they're not normal anymore. I mean, they're truly this strange. Sorry, can you hear me now?
We got you now, Cameron. You're back.
Yeah, it's this strange fringy left. That's what they're doing. Is it's very much a wingtip of a wingtip on the Democratic Party, and the rest of them are just saying, we don't have anywhere to go. We're not going to run to Trump, but actually, we like a lot of what he's saying and doing. And, you know, there was a liberal on the Bill Maher show the other day that just basically said the same thing of like, hey, I'm a MAGA Democrat, and I think he's got a sweet spot where he's got most of the Republicans, and he's starting to get a lot of the centrist Democrats. I don't think Democrats have a really good play here on a number of issues.
We are at a point where I guess you can't even celebrate astronauts being returned. Because, by the way, too, side note, I looked at that story with the astronauts being returned. Don't ever complain, and I am one of those people that might complain when you get bumped from a flight, you got to spend the night in Atlanta and you don't get home. Don't complain. These people had it worse. The astronauts had it worse with their extra stay in space. But, I mean, here's a guy that, a company that returned Americans back from space. And it can't, I don't even know, I was looking this morning on Drudge, I don't even think it made Drudge. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, the politics of it go, because we hate Elon Musk, we can't even report the story about the Sonny and Butch coming back to Earth.
Yeah, that was bizarre, beyond bizarre, actually. And it was really, really cool. It was a cool American moment that we should be talking about. I don't know if you saw it, but in keeping with the Trump administration, when the Russian cosmonaut came off, ICE agents were there ready to arrest him, and he's already been deported. So we got it all covered. He was not here with status, arrested, deported. So that's how efficient we are right now.
That's a beautiful story, man. I like it. Also, you talk about the weird thing, and we'll probably get into this later on in the show and play some clips for y'all. I don't know if you heard this, that Gavin Newsom has a podcast. Did you hear this?
Mm. So, sounds like a thing.
Yeah, so Gavin Newsom has a podcast. I got a question. Has he gotten everything else done for his job in California that he's got time for a pod?
Well, I mean, he's really trying to figure out how to use normal people words that resonate with real Americans. And so when you're trying to do that, a podcast is a great thing for a lizard person to learn from.
If you listen to it too, man, it's something, a conversation you and I have had privately, the thing that makes talk radio work, and just like, because we're all just kind of normal people that talk, it's got a bunch of production on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's overly, like, it's instead of just being that normal kind of medium that a podcast can be, it's like, it's got the Hollywood to it. And you're like, man, you missed the point, let alone that you're the governor of a state. You should be doing governor stuff. I did think about it though when that came out. I go, what would a podcast with KIV be like?
It would obviously be from her kitchen, where she's just talking about Alabama and the cool things here, maybe making some pie, mm-hmm. maybe arguing with somebody from Veterans Affairs, you know, as you do.
We're going to pick this up later on the show, y'all, because he had Tim Walz on there who was talking about how masculine he was. But, well, can you imagine Gavin Newsom and Tim Walz talking about how masculine and flexing?
I mean, the amount of testosterone in that room is negative. I mean, good grief. I mean, that to me, the fact that Walz is still around.
Right.
Wow. Like, Democrats just don't know what didn't work. And they're still trying to convince us that everything was fine with Joe Biden. And this is a terrible departure from that. To which I say, I agree. You should double down. What your strategy is the right strategy, and they'll never win another election.
There you go. Hopefully they listen to you. If they want to hear from you online, how do they find you?
At D. Cameron Smith, at D. Cameron Smith on X. And you can find me. Join the conversation. Let's have some fun.
Always a good time, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1224 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. All right, and coming up in just about 10 minutes or so, we'll start talking about some City of Mobile issues here. Talk about ambulances as well. I saw a fire dog get texted about that. We'll get to it in a second. First, though, like I say to Cameron, so this Tim Walz thing, this is comedic. It's comedic to me. So Tim Walz, well, here's a little clip. Here's Tim Walz on the Gavin Newsom podcast, right? So you got a governor who's got his own podcast, which has got me, when I heard that the other day, I guess it was about, a week or two ago, I heard that he had his podcast, and I said, wonder what that'd be like if we had Kay Ivey just had her podcast. Like, I think DeSantis could do it, right, for the Republican side. Gavin Newsom could do it. He can talk. Kay Ivey flipping on the mic and saying, all right, we're live. What's up? But yeah, so you got this Gavin Newsom podcast. You got Tim Walz. If you're new to politics, he was the running mate of Kamala Harris, right? He would have been Kamala Harris's vice president. He was on the, he's talking about the, how macho, ¿quién es más macho? Right? This is the thing I used to talk about. ¿Quién es más macho? And Tim Walz is on with Gavin Newsom and flexes this way.
This how notion do you fight of- it? It's, and well, this notion of
I think I can kick most of their ass. I do. I know I can outrun them, but I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to. Okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing,
which actually would work, I think, for Tim Walz because we know, and I know I'll get a lot of hate text on this, but wrestling is fake, just the way. Possibly Tim Walz saw the election results coming out if they could only have gotten over those meddling Trump supporters. So he wanted a WWE match. But what Tim Walz was talking about, his masculinity, Tim Walz's masculinity scares Trump voters. So he's talking about, ¿quién es más macho? Está Tim Walz, in his opinion, is más macho. And that's so is that why Trump supporters that don't like Tim Walz, are you scared of Tim Walz's masculinity? I'm going to tell you right now, I lay my head down every night and worry about it. Frightens me greatly that he is so macho. There's something to be said here, too. A note, and oh, finally, that at least that part of my show prep came up. Made a note this morning that Tim Walz talking about being macho or being masculine is the same. I have the same opinion about that as people who give themselves their own nicknames. Are y'all with me? You know, you're not allowed to give yourself, you don't, like, I can't respect you if you go, my nickname is, no. Your friends give you a nickname. And then you can choose to roll with it or not, but you don't come up with your own nickname, nor do you come up and say you're masculine or manly. If the person who tells me how masculine or manly they are is immediately suspect in my book. Immediately. So Tim Walz saying his masculinity scares Trump. Like, they're living in la-la land. Living in complete la-la land. A lot of Trump supporters don't have a high opinion of Tim Walz. I hadn't ever had one of them say, well, I'll tell you what it is, Sean. I'm pretty frightened by his masculinity. He's just a dude. Like, not The Rock or something. And also the support there, too, of this pushback on Elon Musk. And Tim Walz is like, so Tim Walz is talking about, he has in that same podcast, has this stock tracker, and he sits there and watches Tesla stock dropping, which there's a point, I think there's a buy in it for us, but watches Tesla stock dropping, and he gets elated over it. He's happy about it. I would have asked this question. I'd be like, yeah, but there's a bunch of Americans that work for Tesla. They're working men and women, right, that the Democrats pretend that they care about? Those people, if Tesla goes under, like y'all so desperately want on the left, Tesla goes under, aren't there a bunch of Americans that lose their job? So can I, is it too far of a dalliance here for me to say, Tim, masculine, very masculine, macho, ¿quién es más macho? Super macho. Macho man Tim Walz, is he anti-American worker? Does he want Americans to lose their job? That's kind of what it sounds like to me. Oh, and also Lisa in Robertsdale said she was behind a Tesla the other day in Fairhope, and the bumper sticker said, I bought this before Elon went crazy. So now there's a thing. So there, you have a Tesla, you can't get rid of it if you're super liberal, but you get a sticker there's like a dispensation from having the I get it, sure. What the hell is going on in this world? We're coming back. I'll get more of your texts and calls at 343-0106. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:36, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Time to check in with my buddy Blaine at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And like he and I have been talking about for, I don't know, like 3 weeks now. The grass was dead. It was dead. And then like on a given Tuesday, it just woke up. And it's been growing ever since, man.
It is growing for sure. Right now, we've got these zero-turn, Kubota zero-turn mowers here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And that seems to be a hot topic right now with the zero-interest financing on them through Kubota. I know some of these mowers, for your homeowner mowers, you know, you can get them for under $100 a month when you finance them. And they're very popular, a very popular topic right now in our showroom, in our store here in Robertsdale. So we've got plenty of these things in stock. Come by, see us. We'll be happy to help.
You know, as I know you'll break this down with people, and I'll be out there coming up in a week from Friday for the Orange Days event. But it's something to be said about horsepower. We talk about the deck size, number one, cut more grass, get more of your weekend back. But the power in a given mower to be able to mow grass, it maybe is a little taller than it needs to be and not have to go at half a mile an hour. I mean, that's something, too, is people look at this like deck size and motor power. I mean, that all matters.
It does. And these Kawasaki and Kohler engines that we have on these gas burner zero turns are phenomenal for us. We also have the Kubota diesel engines, and they last a really long time. We sell a lot of those to our municipalities, and they last for, you know, they're on them every single day, especially coming this time of the year. Hmm. And for them to last, you know, 10 years for a municipality, it really says something.
Okay. I mean, I know why I'm coming out, but let me do it. Hey, Blaine, why am I coming out a week from Friday? What are we doing?
So next Friday, the last Friday in March, we will be having our Kubota Orange Days event here at the store, 8 to 5 all day. Sean, y'all will be out there. We'll be having a sales event where we got some discounts that we will be applying that day to our mowers, our tractors, our construction equipment with the skid steers and mini excavators and the attachments. So definitely a day to stop by. We'll be cooking at lunch. Come by, get a burger. But we'll be there all day, 8 to 5.
Okay. So y'all go before, or make sure to show up when you get a free lunch out of it as well, because I'll see y'all out there. Give them directions how to find you.
We're right here in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59 at Parrish Tractor. Come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or Saturdays, 8 till noon. Give us a call at 251-947-4171, and you can visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Right, thanks, Blaine, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there he goes, Blaine, over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale, to the text line at 343-0106. Michael says, I don't always agree with Cam, but at least he's not a whiny, pompous windbag like Quinn. There's some nuance to that there. Brandon says, so who killed JFK? Or actually, you wrote JKF. But I'm going to say, Brandon, you probably meant JFK. I assume your crack team of reporters read all 80,000 documents already. Crack is the key word there, I think. Crack. Yes, we're on it. We're on the crack. I don't know if we're on the crack or the documents. Yes, they're pouring over them right now. This texture says, "Okay, Ivy couldn't do a podcast, even if it was in Braille." Can you bet? Because, you know, she doesn't run her Twitter feed. Her X feed. I mean, and listen, a lot of politicians have. That's not. Doesn't make her different. There's a lot of them that have staff members doing it. But at least they should speak it when the hot post, what do you call it on, and now that we call it X, it's not a tweet, it's a post or whatever, an X. When the hot X comes out, hot X, when that comes out, do we believe that the KIV wrote that? Just don't try to pretend. Just say it's a staff member. But yes, can you imagine Kay Ivey doing the podcast? I'll give Gavin Newsom this. He can communicate. He's slick. He can talk. He can pull this podcast off. but I don't know that that's what you want your governor spending all their time on their podcast doing. But and it's really too produced. I think it misses the mark a lot, but does give us fodder out there. But yeah, just a flight of fancy the other day when I heard that podcast existed, I said, what would it be like? Maybe there's some creative people listening to us. Can we put together what it might sound like if Governor Kay Ivey had a podcast? Who would be her first interview? Who would she have on? Let's see. Okay, see, I knew this would happen. Haywood is mad. He said, wrestling is not fake. I watched with my grandma for years. She loved her some Jerry the King and Hacksaw. See, I knew I'd get that. I'm getting pushback on the wrestling's fake. But, you know, it's interesting that Tim Walz picked that. He said, I'd show them in a WWE match. Well, because that's fake. Texter said, sure that Tim Walz didn't say lack of masculinity, LOL. Yeah. No, he said, Ken is macho. He is so masculine. That's what has you so angry at Tim Walz. I actually forgot he existed until he popped back up on that. But it's the masculinity. Thank you. That's Mike sent that. Yes, sure, he didn't say lack of masculinity. David, a lot here. Let's see. Let's go. First, everybody knows Sean, that Sullivan is a Diddy fan. You know, here's the problem with the Diddy thing. So, not his work, but he was on so many, like the Biggie stuff that I love so much. We'll have to have that come up in the bump for the next segment. The production, all that, fantastic. Do I get rid of all my Notorious B.I.G. because of that? No. It's to say, there's comics that have said this over time, too, that if the musician's not real good and they do something vile, it's easy for us to get rid of them. But the Michael Jackson effect, right? Like, the things that Michael Jackson might have been doing, but the songs are so good. You know, the Quincy Jones production, you want to be starting something? I mean, how could, you know, you're like, yeah, he's a creep, but it's pretty good. And if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, I was saying this is similar to the Tesla effect, right? These people on the left that love their Teslas and they use it to virtue signal. And now that Elon has aligned himself with Trump, now they're either putting a sticker on, like we heard earlier from Lisa, that says they bought it before Elon went crazy or whatever it said, or I don't get, do you know that burning up and peeing in the Teslas at the dealerships is not affecting Elon Musk? It's affecting the people that work at the dealership. Tim Walz saying that he has a stock tracker, and he said this on the Gavin Newsom podcast, and he's excited when he sees the stock drop. Well, eventually, if it drops enough and they lay people off, then Tim Walz, you're excited about Americans losing jobs? David goes on to say, after the Diddy thing, he said, for Kay Ivey, it could be called a piecast with Ivey. It might be actually delicious. And said, Walz isn't even the most macho Minnesota governor, Jesse Ventura. Yeah, listen, to go from 1 to 2 for Minnesota governor, Jesse Ventura never had to tell you he was masculine, right? It would be, the ranking would be, it's like I would get in the discussions about who would fill in for Putin if Putin was... There was some kind of coup or something went on in Russia that the gulf between, I've talked about this with Bradley Byrne several times, that going from Putin to the next, to the runner-up, is like a 3-day journey. The same thing for Minnesota governors. I mean, Jesse Ventura, and then you got to travel a long way to get to number 2. Let's see. Mike says, how many are taking a hit? Their retirement accounts with Tesla tanking. Fire Dog, this is good stuff, said in this text, I mentioned this earlier, said, if you watched the astronaut landing last night live, the narrator said the astronauts were making their egress. Fire Dog, send me this link. This is good stuff. I want to hear this. So he says, the narrator said the astronauts were making their egress, then paused and mentioned that egress means the astronauts are exiting the capsule. He had to define the word egress. Says, then Fire Dog goes on to say, eliminate the Department of Education now when you need to define what egress means for the masses. Also, I'm taking my ambulance taxi from Topgolf back to my house in Fairhope by dialing 911 and telling them my dog is having a heart attack. Hopefully, Fire Dog will have time to get into the ambulance story. if not for sure, I'll get into it when Brady Petrie's on with me tomorrow from Lanyap. It's the ambulance. This has been going on a long time. And I could bring it up. One of the reasons I was not on yesterday, I had dealing with something with the child, but that child and I were at the ER, one of the ERs here in Mobile, from 8:30. And the people who work in, like, there's not enough staff. So this is like the people we actually dealt with, they were doing everything they could. And once we got behind the swinging doors, nurse practitioners, everything were awesome. We were there from 8:30 at night till 4:57. Yeah, 4:57, 4:58. I looked at my phone as we walked out Tuesday morning. We're there that long to get seen. And the things I saw in that ER were something on Monday night. Let's see. More from Fire Dog. I put a sticker on my 1980 Ford F-350 V8, gets 10 highway in 6 city, and I quote, "I wanted to save the environment, but traded my Tesla for this truck." That's pretty funny. By the way, conservatism is fuel efficiency, by the way. I don't know if that makes me probably less masculine because I say that, and Tim Wallace will be upset because he's so much more masculine, but I drive a pickup, and I love any kind of technology that gives me better gas mileage. And I know what you're saying, Fire Dog, but it's funny. Like, people are like, you liberal because you're into gas mileage? No, I'm conservative because I don't want to spend more money than I have to. That one's always gotten me because I run the aluminum body, the F-150 that gets better gas mileage with the EcoBoost. People are like, man, you got that V6. Yeah, because most of the time, I don't need a V8. And I like to pay less at the gas. I mean, I got a 36-gallon tank. Trust me. It'd make you cry filling that thing up. And I know diesel folks, don't text me right now. I know y'all got it worse. Texter said, hey, Sean. Oh, this is from Steve. Hey, Sean, Gulf Shores Airport should change its name to Trump and then try to sell it to Destin or Pensacola naming rights. Supermom, what's up, Supermom? Said, true masculinity is felt, not spoken about. I know this to be very true. Also, a website called DogeQuest is doxing Tesla identities, addresses, and phone numbers of owners throughout the U.S. You got to be kidding me. You know, Trump said the other day that he would qualify those people as domestic terrorists. If you're doing that, the people that just own a vehicle and you're putting their information up, I kind of feel that Trump is right on that. It says, Supermom goes on to say, you can have your info removed if you show proof of selling the vehicle. What? She said, have you talked about this? I have not. We are in an upside down world. That I didn't know about it till you just told me. That's sick. Dr. Mariana says, KIV podcast, the high stepa hour. Sean is the first guest. Oh, I would, if that happened, I would, if she called and said, Sean, I'd love to have you here so I can beat you over the head with my shoe, but put you on the podcast, I would take the lick. A texter says, Walls is so masculine, he said he's best friends with school shooters. Yeah, remember that? I think that might have been a gaffe, I would hope. Let's see. The KIV podcast, CB Carl says she would have Admiral Davis on as her first guest because she is perfectly fine with her choice to screw the veterans. Imagine camping on my first show, this dastardly Admiral Davis is going to be my guest, and I'm going to tell him how the cow ate the cabbage and how he is wrong. Oh, my gosh. We covered right back. And hopefully, yeah, we got time for ambulance stories in the second hour of the show. Because I do want to get more. I mean, that's a thing that's been going on for a long time. Also, oh, yeah, a story that I entitled, I rewrote the headline, Tren de Oragua. Homage for St. Pat's Day. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. News coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, so I'm not going to drop that because of Diddy. Yeah, I mean, just a message to the left out there that's very upset with their toxic Teslas, right? All right, 1253 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my man Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He is everywhere, Mobile County, Baldwin County, and also growing the company and hiring. So you want to be part of that team. I always talk about how great the team is with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Homeboys, homegirls, local folks here, and I've said it in the past, worked with them not just with the radio station, but privately, personally. And I'm funny. One of my ticks is people being in my house. I don't know. It's I don't know. It's just a thing. Their crew shows up, and within 5 minutes of the first time, I felt like completely comfortable. Just good folks, folks you can trust. Not only get the junk out of your house, they clean up after they get the junk out. And that happened at a house. It happened at a storage unit. They do that kind of work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So if you want to be part of that team, if you go to their Facebook page for 1-800-GOT-JUNK for Mobile, you'll see the hiring information there if you want to be part of their team. If you want to be like me and use the service of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, real easy to make the appointment online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or the name is the number. You call them, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they set an appointment with you. They ask you questions like, what day would you like to do it? You're like, Wednesday? What time you like to do it? 4:30? Whatever. And they say, okay, we'll see you Wednesday at 4:30. All you got to do at that point is point at the junk you want gone. They'll quote your price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get to work and get it done. So whether you're going to be part of the team or see that team show up at your house or business or storage unit or whatever, it's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. On the telephone, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. To the text line here. I'm trying to get so many, so many of these texts here. Y'all are doing good text too. Let's see. Martin said, I went to a seminar at St. Mary's University in San Antonio when the Zapruder film was released around 1975. It was forever eye-opening about the corruptness of that tragic event. Glad all this other material has been released. And I hope, looking at it, I have not, Martin, I haven't had time to delve into it, the 80,000 pages, nor the staff has. We will look at it. Maybe the stuff will come, because like the Epstein stuff has been very disappointing. You know, they had the big rah-rah, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Pam Bondi's out there. Oh, we got the material. Then it was like really nothing more than we had seen before. So it's supposed to be non-redacted and all this stuff. What are they hiding? We can all have our theories about what they're hiding with the JFK assassination. Let's see if maybe we put some of those to bed or confirm some of those with this information coming out. All right, Squirrel Vereen. And Squirrel Vereen, am I the only one that knows how to say your text name? I hear you referred to differently on the air. But Squirrel Vereen says, why surprise about walls? His corny wife liked riots and smelling the smoke from businesses burning. They are communist. Yeah, okay, but. Because why do I have to be difficult? Why can't I just agree? So let's talk about the communist that the punk kids and wayward older people wear a Che Guevara t-shirt. And I've told you, I mean, I grew up first 7 years of my life down in Miami. And my friends, my little, you know, goofball buddies, their parents were people that fled Cuba, right, with the communists. To grow up around that and hear what they thought of a Che Guevara or a Castro kind of sets your mindset here at 52. But Che Guevara didn't go around talking about how masculine he was he? No, he's a straight communist and he didn't need to prove that. I mean, he was a dirtbag, but he didn't prove that. It's just a weird, it's Tim Walz, like he doesn't get it. It's like your buddy, Squirrel Vereen, you ever have, you know, but he said, everybody's going to call me the love machine from now on. That's you need it. The second you said something like that in high school, we would absolutely rake you over the coals. You don't get your own nickname making. That's what Tim Walz is saying. Well, I'm so masculine. That's what scares the Trump supporters. Jeez Louise. Dirt Digger says Walz is glad about Tesla stock going down because Democrats got their money in China-made battery-powered vehicles. But he said it out loud, Dirt Digger. I don't think he realizes. He's like, aha, the tech stock's going down. Well, there's like 80, what is it? Is it 8,000 or more people, Americans employed with Tesla? A fully made America? Even if you're going to play it this way, say, I hope Elon Musk really fails on this, but I got to support the American workers. I mean, you'd spin it a little bit differently. I think. Ashley in Loosedale. If KIV did a podcast, her voice would sound like a cross between Miss Piggy and Julia Childs. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Questions about just Paul just says, I hate litter. Unfortunately, it's super common in Mobile. You don't have to get me fired up on that one. Remember the story? Gosh, it's been... I had a come apart about that some years ago where, I mean, it's been like a decade or more where people threw the stuff out and I walked up and put it right back in their truck. Good thing I didn't get shot. It was a different day in Mobile back then, though. All right, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile.